This is Twit.
We were talking about normals.
Were we?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we're geeking out over what Windows 10 offers us in the enterprise world. In the enterprise world. Wow. Don't feel left out.
But you know, I'm the most normal one here out of the three.
Okay,
of
so you're the normal. Give me the normal impression. If we invited the entire world of normals to come and sit down in that preview, what do you think is the one thing that they would be most excited about?
Well, I think that snap view thing actually would be one. You know what? It just didn't look as scary as Windows 8.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing.
Right? Like when I saw Windows 8 for the first time, I just remember being like, wow, that is going to take quite a long time for me to master.
I just laughed. And I thought, I'm like, this is so excellent. You guys are so stupid.
And you know what? But like, I showed my mom Windows 8. Yeah. I remember this still. My mom, who's 78 and uses a Windows PC, she looked at it and she said, you're not going to upgrade me to that, right? That's like so much harder than Windows 7. That's what normals thought.
Hmm. Yeah, and right. And actually, that's, I think, the big revelation over the past couple of years. Yeah. You know, because I thought, you know, the people who read our stuff, by and large, are not necessarily normal people, like regular people, regular, non-technical people. Right. And I thought, like, anyone technical could wrap their mind around this and make it work for them and be efficient and, you know, productive and so forth. And then, you know, you get a lot of complaints from people who are really actually kind of stuck in whatever way of doing things that they're stuck in. But over time, you start to hear from the normal people. I hear from family members. I hear from friends. And I just use the same stories over and over again now. But, you know, I always think of my friend who called fairly recently and said, so I just got a new PC. It has this Windows 8 thing on it. So I can put Windows 7 on this, right? You know. And he just found it to be very frustrating. And I think that was the normal reaction to Windows 8, you know?
Yep. You know, they wanted it to be easy, right? That's why they made it look the way they did. And if you had a touch tablet, it was easier to use than if you had a desktop machine or something you were trying to use it on existing machine.
It was for the new stuff.
It was.
But then if you had a tablet or whatever and you're touching the screen, all the stuff you knew about Windows no longer
worked anymore.
Well.
Right.
You know, you get these little tiny UI things that you're trying to hit with your finger and you can't. And so it was kind of not right for anybody, really. Not optimal for any situation.
Okay, let's talk about that. Not right for anybody. And so the popular knowledge is that, well, make it more like Windows 7. People liked Windows 7. Mm-hmm. So make Windows TH.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be 9, but make Windows 10 like Windows 7 and everything will be good. But from what I've heard, this isn't Windows 7.
No.
And maybe that's not bad. Maybe this is, it's not make it like Windows 7. It's make it work like or better than Windows 7. Is this better?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, so by the way, Windows 8 was better than Windows 7 in ways that people never appreciated because they never gave it a chance. Windows 8 actually has tremendous improvements on the desktop side alone to things like, you know, the storage subsystem and so forth. And all that. People see the tiles and they stop paying attention. You know, it's like, no, I don't care. No. You know, they stop listening.
So was it a perception thing? Because I saw this with Vista. I actually used Vista. I was happy with Vista.
Yeah.
Once I turned off, you know, user access control and all the junk that was automatically enabled on Vista, it was actually a decent operating system.
Right.
I felt the same way with 8. Once I could automatically boot into the desktop and never have to see the tiles, I was perfectly happy. I thought it was a great OS. Was this just a perception thing?
No, it was.
No,
I mean the user experience. It's important that the way you experience the system matters. It doesn't, you know. In other words, I could list out the top 10 features in Windows 8 that aren't in Windows 7 and how they impact everybody. Honestly, it doesn't matter if you you're moving your mouse around, the charms come up. You're like, ugh, like I just don't want this.
Right.
You know,
why I say it wasn't just perception.
Yeah, even in Windows 8.1, you know, you can bring up that switcher interface with the mouse. You can bring up the charms of the mouse. You know, you still get this little, it's eking its way into your system. And people don't like that. Yep. And I get it.
You know, because I still do regularly work with Windows 7 machines.
Me too.
And one thing that transferred back, I got so used to hitting the Windows keys, typing the first couple of letters of my app and then hitting it.
Well,
and I started doing that in 7. I'm like, it doesn't work the same way.
It does sort of. I mean,
Most of the time, not always. I've had some really bad things to come.
Yeah.
But, you know, before we saw this today, a lot of reporters and people who had been writing about it said, you know what? this threshold thing is going to be Windows 7.5, but it's not that actually. And it's not Windows 8.5, right? It's kind of a true, I think it's a true hybrid of Windows 7 and 8 in a way that they, I wish they had done that at the beginning. I wish that had been Windows 8. But it's not like we're going back to Windows 7, because there are things that are going to be more advanced than 7. And there are things that are going to be better than 8.
Right.
Maybe we should call it 9.
Yeah. That's almost.
Okay. So we've got in the chat room, we've got L-I-M-U, who said, and this is a sentiment I hear a lot, which is, look, users are just upset because they jammed 8 down your throat.
Yes.
Which I agree. I think they did.
I do too.
But that's not always a bad thing, right? No. I mean, if Microsoft was always worried about jamming something down users' throats, we would still be using Windows 3.1.
Well, I don't, Microsoft is not in a position where they can win, right? So Microsoft got a lot of flack, 10 years ago because Apple was doing things on the desktop that they weren't, around hardware acceleration and transparent effects and all that kind of stuff. And so Microsoft put all that stuff in Windows Vista and everybody hated it, they hated the fact that those features required a higher end PC than they had, and they couldn't use their integrated graphics card, and they can't win either way. So I would move it past that. Obviously there are going to be new features in every release. They'll evolve the start menu. Moving from Windows 2000 to Windows XP, I'm sure people hated that start menu when it first debuted. So they gave you a way to go back. That's the difference. That's the jamming it down your throat bit. They didn't give you a way to go back in Windows 8, and that's what people resented.